Yevre 2012 has changed Ukrainians' daily routine, especially those who live in the host cities. The championship has attracted many tourists to the country who remind Ukrainians that while the national parliament struggles to decide which language they should speak, Russian or Ukrainian, more and more people around the world are turning to English, especially in international business. With that in mind, some Ukrainians on their own have begun speaking and running their business using several languages.
Ми проводимо дуже багато англомовних екскурсій, але більшість з них ми все ж таки проводимо за індивідуальним замовленням людей, які приїздять сюди. На регулярні групові екскурсії
we organize many tours with English speaking guides, but most of them are still ordered by some self-organized travel groups that are coming here to Kiev.
Регулярних екскурсій ми на тиждень англійською і іншою мовою проводимо близько 30-40. Ми працюємо вже 5 років на ринку, і тенденція, звісно, збільшення кількості туристів, які приїжджають до нашого міста.
The Ukrainian capital is also switching to English. The names of subway stations are now announced in Ukrainian and English, and all these signs are in both languages. And restaurant owners have added a few extra menus in English to those they already have.
Last year when I was here, everything was in Ukrainian. Now everywhere in the subway, for example, all the signs are in English, and also the speaker voice is in Ukrainian and English. And you can really tell that the town has try to welcome the tourists.
Ukrainians are sometimes surprised by how well soccer fans from abroad speak English, even though it's not their national language. But those who have had a chance to take part in Yevre 2012 have seen that market forces are in effect, with those knowing at least three languages in demand among employers.
English language is a must these days. It doesn't matter in which field you work, you can find it connected with English.
The
quantity of people speaking English is increasing with the speed of sound. I know people who don't speak English. They start attending language schools. Almost everyone now speaks English. Let's take journalism. Knowing English is one of the most important skills for the job.
With the flow of tourists to Kyiv, local residents are seeing the important role the English language plays, even with the course of watching soccer games in their home country. As a result, Ukrainians are finding they are going back to their school years, trying to come up with a few English phrases, if only to explain to foreign fans why the Ukrainian team they are cheering for will win. Anna Polodenko for VOA News.